Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Listeners to this radio show should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company carefully before investing. The prospectus contains this and other information about the mutual fund, variable annuity, and variable annuity subaccounts. To obtain a prospectus, you may contact Friedman Financial or your financial advisor. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making a potential investment. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm here in studio this morning, bright and sunny. The sun just broke through here, and man, it's getting a little warm in here. So, because the sun's here, it's warmed up, and across the street from the studios is the empty parking lot of the North Beverly train station. I believe many people will start to, or maybe no one will fun LN. Who knows? Does anybody taking the train today?
Who knows?
I mean, good thing I have Biff with the who knows. That's... Biff, nice to have you here this morning.
Very strategic part of this show, you know.
It is.
Good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning. Yeah, Biff always finds the right insight to add that extra color that we need for our show, especially when we're providing financial advice in a language you can understand.
You bet.
So here we are. It's what's the? I don't even know what day it is. I'll look here on the computer.
I believe it's the 19th.
The 19th. Thanks. See, look at all the additional color you're adding here, Brett.
No, I mean this is a very strategic part of the show.
You know, I actually should know this, considering yesterday was my wife's birthday, and I always know her birthday is on the 18th. So I guess today would make it the 19th.
19th, right?
Yes, it is. So happy birthday, Laura. We had a nice evening last night.
Happy birthday, Laura.
Oh, wow, Laura, pretty good. Two shout outs today. And we had a nice night last night. We went over, if you haven't been over to the Double Bull, over, everyone's like, what the heck's the Double Bull? If you've been to the Bancroft over at the North Shore Mall, it's no longer the Bancroft. It's now called Double Bull, owned by the Bancroft, but it's a pretty cool concept. It's kind of like a country-ish kind of bar with pizzas, burgers, all sorts of crazy appetizers. They've got some really great maple glazed bacon that they serve in a mason jar, all sorts of beers and drinks. And along with that, they have dart rooms, there's pinball machines, all sorts of games to play. It's just a great kind of place to hang out. And we had about Laura and 20 of her closest friends last night out there for dinner before heading over to see Gary Gulman over at the North Shore Music Theater. And Gary was terrific last night. It was nice to see the music theater back open. They opened it on Friday night with, I think it's Constantine Maroulis, who was doing Forever Four or Foreigner. He was doing songs from Foreigner. And we all remember that back in our days in the 80s, when Foreigner, or 70s and 80s, when Foreigner was very popular. I guess he really rocked the house on Friday. And we got to see Gary yesterday. The place was packed. Gary Gulman, as you well know, or may know, grew up in Peabody, Massachusetts, actually two doors away from me. And so we've known the family for a very, very, very long time. And Gary's been on Last Comic Standing. He had an HBO special, which did really, really well. He's toured all over the place. And in fact, has landed a featured spot. He is going to be the headliner at Carnegie Hall in about 6 weeks in New York. So
very impressive.
Yeah, so Gary's doing really, really well. So last night at the North Shore Music Theater, you know, people are running out. Gary can sell out anywhere here in Boston because everybody knows him. But last night at the North Shore Music Theater, not only did we sell out the place, but Gary chose to do 90 minutes of North Shore nostalgia comedy. And I feel bad for those that might have come in from Arkansas or even perhaps even from the South Shore. But most people didn't remember references to things like the Endicott Street car wash in Danvers that, you know, if you filled up, you'd get a free car wash. If you filled up at least 8 gallons, you get a free car wash. He made references to the, what was it called? The York Steakhouse, Vic's Drive-In.
Oh, yeah.
And it just went on and on. And then he's given shout-outs to his teachers at Peabody High School and folks that he knew from Danvers. And For those of us that were there, it was absolutely hilarious. But if you grew up in, if you were a transplant from, you know, Philadelphia, you're going, who the heck is this guy talking about? But Gary was great. It was a lot of fun. And if you haven't seen his show, you got to see it. You can Google him or find him. Actually, he's got some Netflix specials. You can find him on Google. It's Gary Gulman, G-U-L-M-A-N. Pretty easy name to spell. And it's Gary with a Y. Not that anybody would think it's any other way, but, you know, some people say my name is Corey, and you don't know if it's an E-Y with an I, with a K, with two R's, but Gary is pretty G-A-R-Y, Gulman. All right, so that's what I did last night, and I shift gears here. You think I'm going to go to financial advice in a language you can understand, but we're shifting gears.
Think again.
Think again. We're getting ready for the Topsfield Fair. Coming October 1st to October 11th. Right here in Topsfield, more than 500,000 people will pass through the gates. And as much as I was wondering how many people are actually going to start coming to these outdoor fairs, well, folks, you may be surprised, but the Marshfield Fair, the Big E, all of these other fairs that are going on are seeing record crowds on a daily basis. People want to get out. And I even saw it in North Andover yesterday. Yesterday afternoon, they had their fall festival. And it was in the North Andover Commons area. And I have never seen so many people and so many cars and people lined up for pony rides and face painting and all that stuff. People are anxious to just get out, to be part of something bigger, especially with it being outside. The weather is a lot more comfortable to hang out during the day right now. So I look forward to seeing you over at the Topsfield Fair. As you well know, I'm running the B'nai B'rith booth over there. We've been running it for, well, I've been running it with Laura's for the past 10 years. I've been working there since I was 13 years old. We need 280 volunteer slots to fill to accommodate all of the needs to make the customers and the fair go as happy. We are well deep into it right now. I'm bringing over, I think, 32 gallons of those huge dill pickles. I'm bringing those over today. We've got 500 pounds of brisket already prepped and frozen and ready to go. I was actually right after here last Sunday. I took a ride out to Ryan's Deli out in Hartford or Vernon, Connecticut, picked up 825 giant knishes. So the food is starting to come in, and we are getting ready to go. Oh, and of course, we'll have the first Saturday of the fair, October 2nd, at 4 o'clock, our traditional annual hot dog eating contest. Now, these are not these wimpy 2-ounce hot dogs that people eat over at Coney Island. We're dealing with quarter pound, all beef, no fillers, hot dogs with the roll. And believe it or not, the fair has been promoting it, and I guess some of the newspapers have picked it up, so much so that we already have 12 people signed up to participate in the hot dog eating contest. Last few years, we've had to recruit people from the audience to get up and do this. But no, this time, a little bit different. People are taking this thing seriously. They're all fighting for the $203 prize. And why is it $203, I ask? Do you know why it's $203, Biff?
Because it's the 203rd year of the Topsfield Fair.
Man, see, I'm the smartest guy in the room. Once again,
you haven't stumped me yet.
Yeah, I have not at all today.
I can barely speak this morning. This is really pitiful. Let me just turn this microphone off.
Well, you got that right. The 203rd annual Topsfield Fair will provide the winner with a $203 prize. Last year, or 2 years ago, I should say, the winner ate 9.5 quarter pound hot dogs with the rolls in 7 minutes. Who will win this year? We will see. And it sounds like I'm trying to convince Scott Whitley of Wicked Bites Radio, who follows this show. Scott is going to co-host and co-MC the event with me at the Topsfield Fairground. So lots of stuff going on there. But I guess we got to start talking about money. We got to talk about financial advice in a language you can understand. Well, here's the best financial advice that I can give you, especially with the Topsfield Fair coming around. Food prices, folks, I've just realized, are going up. So if you thought food at the fair was expensive 2 years ago, don't be surprised when you start to see some significant elevations in the food prices. We are doing our best at the Topsfield Fair to keep our prices reasonable, fair, and the size of some of the food that we serve is pretty overstuffed and overwhelming. But we are seeing especially meat-related prices going up anywhere from 20 to 40% compared to what we paid for it 2 years ago. So I don't know whether it's the food cost, whether it's the courier cost, the delivery cost, I don't know what it is, but prices are going up. So don't be surprised when you see sandwiches and food and all that stuff costing a little bit more at the fair. So save your pennies, save your nickels, dig deep into the cushion couches. And when you do that, when you do that, when you gather up all of those coins, all of that stuff that you have collecting around the house, here is the best advice, financial advice in a language you can understand on how to use this. Bring it to the Coinstar machine. Mark, you nuts? The Coinstar machine costs 10%. I thought you were giving us financial advice in a language you could understand. Well, many people don't realize that there are ways around the 10% at the Coinstar machine. Did you know that? If you show up with $100 in coins, the Coinstar machine will give you a receipt for $90. They keep 10 bucks. That's ridiculous. But if you want, you can redeem your coins for gift cards. Now, if you get a gift card, and it's going to come out as a voucher, actually, with a number on it. You want an Amazon voucher, you want a Best Buy voucher, you want a Walmart voucher. There's so many different companies, they keep changing up all the time. You get 100% of the value on that gift card. You don't get just a receipt to go cash in your money. So think about that. You know why? That's because Amazon and iTunes and all those other people, they'll pay the percentage. They don't care because they also know that only 60% of gift cards actually get redeemed. That's, did you know that, Bill?
What?
Well, think about
it. Did you say 60?
60% of gift cards get redeemed.
Six and 10, 4 and 10 don't?
Four in 10 do not. Think about that. How many gift cards you have laying around your house right now?
Actually, I there's quite a few.
Exactly. Right?
On my dresser.
Right. And you've never
spent three or four.
Right. And it amazes me how many gift cards go unused. And the companies know that. It is the biggest, I don't want to say scam. It's a great marketing gimmick. That's why around Christmas time, you know, when they say, you know, buy $100 in gift cards and we'll give you $20 in gift cards for you.
Yep.
They will do that all day long. Businesses, restaurants, all these places would give gift cards away like crazy. Because if they don't get redeemed, the restaurant's keeping the money or the business is keeping the money. So there is now businesses that you can go to online. Online, you can go to businesses now and find people who will buy your unused gift cards with the hopes that somebody else will spend them. And of course, they charge you a fee. Let's say you have a $50 gift card to the Olive Garden and you say, there is no way in hell I'm going to the Olive Garden. I prefer to go to Daniela's or Rossetti's or some other finer Italian establishment. And so someone will say, I'll give you $35 for your $50 gift card. You know, well, I was going to spend the thing anyways. I'd rather take the $35 in cash and give you a $50 gift card. Well, these places online are all available. You can find that, Google it. There's so many of these companies out there. But yes, 60% of gift cards, 60% of gift cards are used, 40% are not. I mean, I find gift cards around my house all the time. And frankly, a lot of these gift cards are for companies that don't even exist anymore. Right?
I've got one or two.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Geez, this company doesn't exist anymore.
Right. Anybody have any Bradley's or Caldor gift cards around or Hit or Miss or the Dress Barn or, you know, there's the Red Coach Grill. Red Coach Grill. How about Valleys?
Wow.
Valleys.
You got some antiques there, my friend.
We got some antiques. Well, you know, I'm reflecting back on the on Gary Gulman's show last night where he basically did North Shore nostalgia for all of us there. And man, some of these, what happened to King's Grant? Remember we used to go there for brunch on a Sunday?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, that was the best brunch in town. And now the King's Grant is biohazard, I think. I mean, well, it's a biogenetic facility
something like that. Yeah.
I don't think you walk in there without a hazmat suit.
Right.
So,
and I'm pretty sure you're not going to get brunch.
I'm not getting brunch there. not anymore. So I'm here just kind of filling time today.
Apparently.
Clearly. Because I walked in here and once again, Biff saw me holding my phone and a coffee and nothing prepared. Right, Biff?
And reams and reams and reams of notes, which apparently you leave in the car.
I must have left them in the car. Because
each week you seem to leave those in the car.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, no, you showed up kind of... Well, like a coffee in one hand and that was about it.
That was about it. Well, because I said to you, I said, when my alarm went off, I was like, man, I thought today was Monday. What's my alarm going off for? Yeah, and I was at the concert last night, didn't get home till 11 or so. And I got to get up early for this show. So, you know, hey, I'll tell you what. If you're listening in and you have a question that you'd like to ask me, 800-370-1049, 800-370-1049. This is your chance. Phone lines are open. Ask your financial questions. I will do my best to answer it. I am here live in studio today, 800-370-1049, right here, North Shore 1049. My name is Mark Friedman. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 1049.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work at all.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. With all that's gone on over the past couple years, perhaps retirement is sounding pretty good. But how can you focus on the future when you're so busy juggling the day-to-day? It's time for a real plan, a plan you can define, a plan you can track, and a plan you can modify as things change. At Friedman Financial, that's what we do. We know that planning for your retirement can be overwhelming, but with more than 50 years of experience, we know what you're going through. We're experienced and we're fiduciaries. We listen and we collaborate with your best interests in mind. You don't have to do this alone anymore. Turn to us for answers to your why, how, and what if questions. If now is the time to get serious about your retirement, please give us a call. We're Friedman Financial of Peabody. Financial advice in a language you can understand.
Visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com.
Friedman Financial is a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
The following message is brought to you by Friedman Financial of Peabody through 1049's Project Local program.
Hi, it's Daniela from North Shore Hospitality Group, Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante in Peabody, reminding you to support your local restaurants. Stop by the cafe for pasta and pastries. Enjoy a cocktail on our heated veranda at Daniela's Ristorante, or indulge in prime steaks and seafood at Polana Steakhouse. Dine in, take out, or purchase gift cards from all of our locations. Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante Peabody.
It's not about the money, money, money. We don't need your money, money.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 1049. As we were going out of the last break, Biff was playing some songs, Money, Money, Money from Mamma Mia. And guess what, folks? That's the next show coming into the North Shore Music Theater. Mamma Mia, starting, I think it's like the first or second week of October. Tickets are available. That and The Christmas Carol will be the only two musicals at the North Shore Musical this year. At the North Shore Musical. Yeah, at the North Shore Music Theater. And then they will kick into their regular season starting in 2022. But I'll tell you, it was great to be back at the theater last night. Gary Gulman, local comedian, performing to a sold-out crowd filled with laughter. Lots of fun. He gave shout-outs. Some of his elementary school teachers were there. He was shouting out to them, telling great stories from his classroom days there. It was just, if you're from the North Shore area, man, you were just rolling on the floor laughing as he made references to, you know, Door 9 and Peabody High School and all the other places that some of us would hang out, places we would go afterwards, where the good ice cream is, where he remembered the lousy ice cream was, where to go for a roast beef sandwich, what restaurants are still around, where he'd hang out, what he would do. And we all could tell the same, shared the same stories. He just told those stories a hell of a lot better than we could. Anyways, my name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Daniela's Ristorante, where nobody else has better garlic bread. It's what they serve for before every meal. Man, it is so good there. I just love hanging out at Daniela's, and it's nice because all I have to do is go downstairs. I just wish they'd start opening on Mondays. You know, they're 6 days a week at Daniela's. I want them to be 7 days a week because I could eat lunch there every day. Anyways, my name is Mark Friedman. Like I told you, we put out a newsletter each and every Friday. We've been doing this since March of 2009. That's a long time ago. It's March of 2009 is 13 years since the market crashed. Remember when we had the the financial meltdown. Markets dropped in some cases 40 to 50% in a period of time, almost over an 18-month period of time. People wondered, will they, you know, can they stay in their house? People were losing jobs. We had unemployment rates that were skyrocketing. All sorts of problems. And one of the ways that we decided to counteract all of the concerns people had was to create a free weekly newsletter where we provided three stories, financial advice in a language you can understand. And we made it available to everybody. You see, back in 2008, 2009, I mean, you can probably all remember what life was like for you. Perhaps you were out of work. Perhaps you were laid off. Perhaps you needed government assistance. Perhaps you were just wondering, can I stay in this house? Can I afford my expenses? Can I retire? You're asking all these questions. And of course, our phone was ringing, certainly even by our clients, wondering, what should I do? And after a while, the phone calls stopped and people realized, I guess I'm just going to have to swing through this thing and live through it. And we were getting uncomfortable. So we felt, you know, we're going to create this newsletter. We're going to tell some stories, reach out to people and let people know, here are some things that we know that are going on in the minds of so many folks, because we're hearing it as references from phone calls, meetings we have with our clients, and give some answers. And that newsletter has turned into something where there's 7,500 subscribers now. If you'd like that newsletter, if you're thinking, geez, well, why don't I get the newsletter? Well, you can. Go to my website, freedmanfinancial.com. It is a free newsletter. No, I'm not going to use it as a solicitation to call you to say, hey, you want to come in for a free initial consultation? No, I'm not going to do that. We are a mature, established financial planning firm. If you feel it's time for you to get together with us, love to talk with you. But we are not one of these high-pressure types of firms that are really going to say, hey, you know, you're stupid for not making a move right now. That's not for me to say. It's your money. It's your financial life. You've got to make the decisions that are appropriate for you. But if you want to get some soft, comfortable, easy-to-read financial advice in a language you can understand, go to my website, freedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page. It'll say sign up for planning pointers. Put in your name and your email address, hit send, and you will be signed up for this Friday's newsletter. Now, if you want to ask me some questions, perhaps there's something that's been burning on your mind that you got to ask me about, something that you like about this radio show, something that you don't like about the radio show, or you just want to tell me that, you know, you just became a grandmother. Feel free to tell me anything you want in the comments section, and I generally respond to all of that stuff pretty quickly. And if you're sitting here thinking to yourself, geez, I wish there was a way that Mark could answer a question for me right now. I've got this question and I just can't escape it. Well, give me a call right now. 800-370-1049. That's 800-370-1049. I'm live in studio today. Here's your chance for free advice over the radio. Granted, 9 million other people who are listening to this radio show will hear the question, right, Biff?
Well, no, that's...
Is it nine or 11 million? Where are we?
Way north of nine.
Way north.
Yeah, we're way north of
all
nine.
All right, well...
So if you want to, you know, share your financial questions with way north of 9 million people, come 800-370-1049.
That's right, and Biff will answer the phone. You can chat with Biff and ask your question away and just, you know, you don't have to say my name is, Mary Kay Smith living at 13 Main Street in Boxford. You don't have to say that. You just say, hey, this is Joe. And that's exactly all we need, right?
And we do realize every question is about, you know, your brother-in-law asked this question.
Right. I've been meaning, I'm calling for somebody else.
It's not you.
I'm calling for somebody else.
And that's cool.
Yeah. 800-370-1049. So give us a call if you'd like to call into the radio station. You know, the past couple months in the market, if you've been getting your statements, if you've been looking at your values on your account, you must be wondering, maybe I need to do something different with my investment portfolio. Because it's not going up like it used to. It's not going down, but it's just kind of hanging out flat. Should I be worried? Do I need to supercharge my portfolio? No, you don't. First of all, let's get real here, folks. People earned over the past 12 months something like 12 to 40% on their investments over the past 12 months. You know, if you were well allocated and balanced. That's insane. That's not what we're expecting. We're looking for a 6 to 8% rate of return over time on a generally well-balanced portfolio. That's what you should be looking for. Now, many people think, well, Mark, I need to start taking money from my investment account. And how do I take money out of my investment account when my bank is paying me 0.04%? And I'm worried about the stock market and interest rates are really low. How do I go about taking out money from my account? Well, it can be confusing. It can be intimidating. But there is a way to do it. And there's a way to do it smart. There's a way to do it responsibly. There's a way to do it by looking through a variety of filters and asking yourselves some important questions about the taxes that you might owe, how often you need the money, how you spend your money. But the number one thing that you need to figure out before all of that stuff happens, you got to figure out how much you really need every month. And that can be a very difficult conversation. Biff, did someone on the line here?
Yeah, I got Jerry from Newburyport. He has a question for you. Actually, he wants to tell you kind of a background of what he's done. Well, anyway, Jerry, are you there, Jerry?
Yep, he's still here.
Jerry, how you doing? Welcome.
Okay, good. Thank you. Coincidentally, it was the first time I've listened to your show.
Well, welcome.
I just turned the radio on, and made me wonder, because I'm in a particular position. I'm talking nervously here.
Well, take your time. It's just you and me having a conversation, sitting around having a cup of coffee. Not beer. Beer's too early right now.
I've had a house now for 59 years. Mm-hmm. I bought it when I was just a young man. And I'm 82 now. And we're tired of being a landlord. We had the house for our home, raised our family there for 25 years. And then I built a new home, and I converted the house into two tenements. And then I let family move into it. So I've never made a lot of money on it. It paid for the building, and it paid for my taxes on my house.
Sure.
And so now we sold it just 4 weeks ago, and for money that I had absolutely no idea that I would ever have in my portfolio.
Yeah, who would have expected house prices to go at such a high price these days, huh?
Right. And in my particular position, I bought it for $3,000 59 years ago, and now I just sold it for $370,000.
Okay.
No, $670,000.
It's a little bit of a difference.
So now we've got to find out, or I've been told, that the government is going to take about $150,000 of that because it's considered capital gains because we bought it for such cheap money and sold it for good money. So I was wondering if there's anything you can tell me that we can do to try to minimize that.
Yeah, so I'm curious. So that sounds like a very large number to me, especially. Did you rent out the property, did you say? You rented out part of it?
Yes, it's been rented for the past 30 years,
all right.
40 years, past 40
both,
years.
Both almost. Properties have been rented out, right?
Yep.
And so you're not living there. You're living somewhere else?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So here's the deal. You have what's called fully depreciated this property, which what that means is that the rent you've collected rent on this property, right?
Right.
Yeah, and so you've collected that rent to pay your expenses, to pay the bills, whatever was necessary on the property. So as much as some people like to try to build equity, like you have in your own personal home, let's say you spent $3,000 for your personal home and now it's worth $500,000. If you've been living there as the tenant for the last 2 to 5 years, you can take up to $500,000 as a married couple and not worry about the gains. But if you've been using this as an investment property, as a rental property, you're not able to build the equity because you've been taking money from the house every year in the form of net rent or a gain to yourself. So unfortunately, the accountant is probably right.
Okay.
I hate to tell you that, but yeah, you know what? Still, even after paying $150,000 on $670,000, not a bad return on investment for a $3,000 house.
No, I know.
I know. But but the, well, the other thing that you can do, there's another term. It's called a 1031 exchange. I don't know if anybody's ever brought this idea up to you. And this is something that you run by your accountant or a tax professional. It's where if you want to still be in the real estate business, where basically you sell, you exchange the proceeds from the sale of your investment property and buy another investment property and collect income from that. Now, probably a little bit more convoluted for an 82-year-old to have to worry about, because I'm sure you're not thinking about, I need to pull out income for the next 30 years. Right? But yeah, unfortunately, you might have to sell this one. Can you sell it in two parts, this house?
No, I've already sold it.
You've already sold it. Yeah.
That's how I know how much we got.
Yeah, unfortunately, I would work with your accountant to see if there's any way to squeeze out any type of cost basis to raise that $3,000 base of what you started with, but with 30 years of income and 30 years of depreciation, chances are it's going to be fully taxable to you. Now, I'll tell you this, though. At least capital gain tax rates are relatively low right now. 15%, probably, well, it might be a little bit higher for you, 15 to 20% federal, and then there's the state capital gains tax. But it's better than 28 or 30%, so...
Yeah.
Your bigger decision is, what are you going to do with the money after you pay the taxes?
I'm trying to figure that out, to how to distribute it to the kids.
Oh, what a nice guy. That's what you do. What I always say is, give with warm hands rather than cold ones. And what a generous thing to do. All right. Thank you so much for your call. I really appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks for your
Thanks
advice.
For tuning in.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. 800-370-1049. That's 800-370-1049. My name is Mark Friedman, President and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall, just above Daniela's Restaurante. And we are providing financial advice in a language you can understand on our show, Dollars and Cents, heard here Sundays from 8 to 9 a.m. If you'd like to call in and ask your questions, please do so. 800-370-1049. We're going to take a break in a minute. But I want to remind you about our free weekly newsletter. It comes out each and every Friday at 10:30 a.m. If you'd like to get it, go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page at all on our website. Put in your name, your email address, and you will get our free weekly newsletter. And if now is the time for you to get serious about your financial planning and investment management needs, I'd be delighted if you'd give us a call or drop me an email. Our phone number at the office, though, we're not in the office today. It is Sunday at around, it looks like 8:33 right now. Jody, who usually answers the phone, is home sleeping, as she should be. It's Sunday. But our phone number at the office, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Give the office a call, and we will be happy to talk to you to see whether a free initial consultation makes sense for you. And I'd love to talk to you, but we are going to take a quick break. I know we've got somebody holding on the line. Also, if you'd like to call in, join us, 800-370-1049. We're here in studio with financial advice in a language you can understand.
Message is brought to you by Friedman Financial of Peabody through 1049's Project Local Program.
Hi, it's Daniela from North Shore Hospitality Group, Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante in Peabody, reminding you to support your local restaurants. Stop by the cafe for pasta and pastries. Enjoy a cocktail on our heated veranda at Daniela's Ristorante, or indulge in prime steaks and seafood at Polana Steakhouse. Dine in, take out, or purchase gift cards from all of our locations. Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante, Peabody.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here Sundays from 8 to 9 a.m. Let's face it, your retirement will be nothing like your parents. Your life won't be based on a fixed income, and instead, in today's world, it will be up to you to make tax-smart decisions on your 401k, your IRAs, and the rest of your investment portfolio. And it's all with a goal of using this money to support your spending needs for the rest of your life. This is serious business, and at Friedman Financial, we can help. With more than 50 years of experience serving this local community, we deliver financial advice in a language you can understand. Visit us at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, to ease the D, Financial.com. Let's make your retirement all that you've dreamed it could be.
Visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, to ease in a D, Financial.com.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. It's going to be a beautiful day, as Mark Rosenthal says. This was the pick of the week today, Sunday. Get out there, enjoy this. So we are heading into fall. But it was a little crisp in the air this morning.
It was. It's felt very fall-like this morning.
It did, but it now, did. And yeah. I wore a long-sleeve shirt in here, and now it's getting a little bit stifly in here.
Yeah, well, you got the sun right on your back.
I do, yeah. I do. But, you know, we enjoy it. It's keeping me nice and warm. And but thanks, Biff, you know. You're doing a good job.
Well, that's what, you know.
Is your little studio over there air conditioned where you are?
It is.
It is. You look pretty comfortable.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I feel bad for you. I do.
No, don't.
Okay,
I'm
so
okay.
We have Doug, who is from Seabrook, New Hampshire, but he's in the car and he's got a question for
All
you.
All right.
Doug, you there?
Doug, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mark. Nice to talk to you. I actually had met you before. We did some work for you and Laura taking some trees.
You were the tree guy, right? Yeah. That's
the tree guy.
The tree guy. That's in our old house. We've moved since then, Doug, but thanks for calling in. What's up?
So my son, Brian, who you met, he worked with me there. He gave us two beautiful grandsons.
Awesome.
One 4.5, one and a half now. And we would like to start something for the boys to start saving and put $5,000 each in some type of an account.
Yeah.
That would maximize for their benefit when they get older, something that when they're 30 or 40. We're just trying to figure out, you know, where to put it.
Good question. A lot of people ask that question. So let me ask you this. So from what I heard, where you say I'd like them to be able to use it at 30, are you imagining this money would be used for college or not?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
So there's two types of accounts that people will set up for children. One is what a lot of people call it the 529 plan. And in your case, a 529 plan would not make sense for you, because a 529 plan is one of those accounts where you put money in, set it aside, the kids can use it for college or expenses around college, and when they take the money out, it's tax-free. So a lot of people will try to sell you on that idea. One of the ideas that gets lost, though, the other one is what's called just simply a custodial account, which is what you probably had when you were a kid, and a lot of us had, was called a Uniform Gifts to Minors Act, or a UTMA account. Sometimes people refer to it as a custodian account. That's what you want to set up. What you do in doing this is you become, you are still responsible for the money, yet the child is the beneficiary of that money. That money has to be used for that child's benefit. And in doing so, we use the child's social security number. So that way, any earnings, any growth, anything that happens within that investment is not taxed to you, but taxed to the child, who chances are is probably in a low to, in fact, not even existent tax bracket. So at least until their 14th or 15th birthday, they're probably not paying any taxes on any of the growth, any of the interest, anything at all. And you can set up a custodian account, or what's called a UTMA account, at any brokerage firm. You can walk into Fidelity, walk into a Schwab office, go to your local bank, whatever, and they will introduce you to a series of mutual funds. You probably want to buy one of these S&P 500 type investments that covers the wide spectrum of all of the large stocks that are out there. They might even encourage you to put it into a couple different mutual funds. You can decide what you want to do there. But the UTMA account, or the custodian account, makes the most sense for you. And the reason being is that that money must be used for the child's health, maintenance, and support. And if you can figure out a way for it to be used that way, it's their money to use. Does that help?
So it does. Now, what if it's something that we don't want them to touch until they're 30, 40, 50 years old?
Okay, well, remember,
it sets them up for the back nine.
Yep. Okay, so you can do a few different things. Are you married, Doug?
37 years.
Okay, good. Congratulations. So you and your wife could set up a joint account if you wanted to and list the name of your grandchild as what's called transfer on death. So this is an account that remains in your name. You know all about it. If you were to die, it goes to your grandchild, whenever they, or at whatever age that might be. But you have full control over the money. You see, you don't want to be setting up something. People will call like, oh, can we set up a trust account so I can control when they get the money at 30 or 40 or 50? I mean, with $5,000 or even $50,000, it's not worth the expense and the effort to go through all of that. So I would so you can look at setting up an individual or joint account, naming your child, naming the grandchild as transfer on death. That's one way around it. But you have to think about, okay, if I want to wait until they're 30 or 40, when they're 30 or 40, how old are you going to be? 100?
I'll be gone.
Exactly. So you know, the only way to dictate when they would get that would have to be through some trust document. And you don't want to create confusion for the family. You don't want to create confusion for your grandchildren. In fact, look, I mean, I think the best approach is what's called a custodian account, where you have the account that's earmarked for the kid. They don't need to know anything about it. The statement comes right to your house. No one needs to know anything about it. However, the drawback here is when they turn 21, when they turn 21 years old, the law here in Massachusetts says that's legitimately their money and they could use it however they want. Now, that might not meet one of your goals. So that's really the decision here. If I put it in a custodial account, it's going to be their money, though they may not spend it. Look, I told my kids, we've got custodial accounts, and when they turned 21, it was their money. And I said, well, we're hoping that this money would be used towards helping you buy a house or a car or something down the road. And my kids haven't touched it because I said, look, if you touch that money, that's the last money you'll ever see. But, and that's not really true, but, well, I do say that. Whether I really stand behind that statement's a whole other story. But the part about setting up a joint account in your name, and then you deciding when you want to give that money to your grandkids is the other option. Does that help?
Is that the same if you're in New Hampshire, which we are?
Oh, yeah. So the thing where you're thinking about New Hampshire with this whole 529 plan rule, you do not want to set up a college savings 529 plan, something that's either called a U fund or a U plan or a 529. You do not want to do that because that is exclusively for college costs. So custodian accounts, joint accounts, they follow the same rule. It's a federal guideline, so it doesn't matter what state you're in.
Awesome. All right, thanks, Mark.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Doug. Appreciate it. Okay. Phone number here, 800-370-1049. That's 800-370-1049. If you've got some financial planning or investment management questions, please feel free to give us a call. I am here live in studio today. Hey, I got a quick story to tell you. So here's some financial advice in a language you can understand. Laura and I are going to Turks and Caicos in about a month or so. And we bought these tickets like 4 months ago and paid an outrageous amount of money to fly to Turks and Caicos because we wanted to buy the direct flight that goes JetBlue Boston to Turks and Caicos. And at the time, you know, the Delta variant hadn't really emerged itself yet. People were feeling good about going back to work. People were feeling good about getting back out there and all that kind of stuff. And so the airlines were jumping on that opportunity and they thought, man, we need to raise our prices. So Laura and I paid, it was close to $800 a ticket, round trip, direct nonstop though. I will take that, direct nonstop. We could have paid half if we wanted to stop somewhere, but I did not want to do that. Paid $800 round trip to fly to Turks and Caicos. And then our daughter Alana has recently moved home to start some new stuff here. And we invited her. We said, hey, you want to come with us to Turks and Caicos? So last week, and she said yes. Why wouldn't she? You know, blue crystal clear water, mom and dad paying for drinks and food and, you know, just getting to hang out by the beach. So I went on the line to JetBlue and I saw the same ticket that I just purchased for almost $800 is now $525. And so I thought, well, maybe I could return my tickets and buy new ones, but is that allowed? I don't know what to do. So I called JetBlue. And the woman was great, though I did have to stay on hold for probably an hour before I got through to somebody. But she says, let's just refund your tickets. Let's refund your tickets. We'll put them in your travel bank, and now you'll buy three tickets at the $525 price. So basically, it cost me $24 for Alana to go as my third passenger on the plane. The reason I tell you this story, folks, is if you've bought airline tickets over the past few months for a vacation that you're planning on traveling to in the next few months ahead, I'd encourage you to go back to your airline website, go back to the app, and reprice that vacation. Imagine you were traveling today. Take a look at the difference in the price, because with this raise in the Delta variant lately, a lot of people have decided to change, cancel, and rethink their plans, especially in the next month or so, which is creating a lot of openings in the airlines, and thus they're having to rethink their pricing again for airline tickets. And with their new policy that says, you know, unlimited changes, you can cancel, all that kind of stuff, take a look at this. This is an opportunity. This is a money-saving opportunity, what I call financial advice in a language you can understand. You know, a lot of people hear about my radio show and they think all I talk about is mutual funds and investments. Have we talked about that really at all today? No, we just talk about financial stuff, right?
Not true. I mean, that's not, we talk to a wide range of subjects.
Yeah, we talked about real estate today. We talked about education, funding education accounts. We talk about insurance. We talk about taxes. We talk about estate planning. We talk about spending money. All of those different things. It's not, I've always said to people, the easiest part of my job, though Kramer and Susie Orman and all these other people will lead you to believe that investing is difficult, picking investments is the easiest part of my job. The hardest part is managing your expectations when the investments don't go in the direction that you had hoped, certainly on a short-term basis. That is one of the hardest parts of my job. And being influenced by all of the talking heads, whether it's through social media, whether it's on TV, whether it's your colleagues and your friends or the websites you sign up to or sign up with. Those are the people that are influencing you. Who do you want to be your influencers? And if you're not challenging the influence that you're getting right now, you may be doing yourself a disservice. I'm trying to offer a rational perspective to financial life. I hope you get that. That's really my objective here. I don't care whether you have $100 million or $100. What I want you to do is to be able to make smart financial decisions with your money. If you like this type of advice and you want to get it on a regular basis, we put out a newsletter each and every Friday morning. It's called Planning Pointers. Go to my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, to E's and a D, Financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page. Put in your name, your email address. You can write me a message if you want. Send me a note. You want to sign up for a free initial consultation, you can send me that note. You got a question you want me to address on the radio, happy to do that. I'm just here for you. I'm a local guy. I've been here in Peabody pretty much all my life. I'm 55 years old. I was only away for 3 years when we lived in New York when I was in first and second grade. But I'm here. I remember all these places. The York Steakhouse, Vic's Drive-In, the Red Coach Grill, Valley's, Full of Bull. How about that one? Remember Full of Bull, where I think there's a McDonald's there now. I think where Full of Bull is, where Augustine's was, and all of the great places. Kowloon up on the, not Kowloon, Waylu's up on the hill. Oh, I've been to all of them. I've been to Surf and Turf, where now the Chabad is, where there's a Jewish Chabad over there. It used to be Surf and Turf on Lake Street in Peabody. I know them all. So I'm a local guy trying to give you local advice, good advice, what I call financial advice in a language you can understand. We're going to take a quick break. When we're back, hey, I want to tell you about CarMax and why I think it may be one of the best deals around for you to consider. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Hi, this is Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. With all that's gone on over the past couple years, perhaps retirement is sounding pretty good. But how can you focus on the future when you're so busy juggling the day-to-day? It's time for a real plan, a plan you can define, a plan you can track, and a plan you can modify as things change. At Friedman Financial, that's what we do.
We know that planning for your retirement can be overwhelming, but with more than 50 years of experience, we know what you're going through. We're experienced and we're fiduciaries. We listen and we collaborate with your best interests in mind. You don't have to do this alone anymore. Turn to us for answers to your why, how, and what if questions. If now is the time to get serious about your retirement, please give us a call. We're Friedman Financial of Peabody. Financial advice in a language you can understand.
Visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com.
Friedman Financial is a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
The following message is brought to you by Friedman Financial of Peabody through 104.9's Project Local program.
Hi, it's Daniela from North Shore Hospitality Group, Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante in Peabody, reminding you to support your local restaurants. Stop by the cafe for pasta and pastries. Enjoy a cocktail on our heated veranda at Daniela's Ristorante, or indulge in prime steaks and seafood at Polana Steakhouse. Dine in, take out, or purchase gift cards from all of our locations. Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante Peabody.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman, President and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Daniela's Ristorante, where we have been providing financial planning and investment management advice to individuals and families all around the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley, and the southern New Hampshire area since 1968. Well, I was two. My father started the firm back then, April of 1968. I wasn't doing that. I would have been 2 years old and in diapers. But Dad started our firm, and here we are now, 53 years later. Hard to believe that how many firms have been around for 53 years? We've been doing this for a long time. Dad retired in 2007. My business partner, Marion Gilman, joined us in 2000, and the two of us have been running the show for a number of years. We are a small financial planning office. There's only five of us in the office, and Marion and I share all of the clients. It's not my clients and her clients. We do this together so that you know if you become a client of the office, you know that you have people and resources to turn to. If I go on vacation, you know that Marion's there to assist you, and so is the three support staff that we have as well. Maybe I should tell you a little bit about them for a second. The other three are Christian Karcher, who's been with me almost 5 years now. Christian came right out of college, out of University of Wisconsin, moved out here with his, at the time, fiance. Well, actually, it was his girlfriend. Then she became the fiance, and now they're married. Christian is now our director of financial planning. So he's really expert in knowing a lot of the technical details around financial planning. Sonia Delval, who has been with me for, I believe, 12 years. She's been with us. Sonia is a Peabody resident. Grew up in Peabody, went to Peabody High School as well. She is our operations manager. So anything that you need as it relates to setting up a new account, moving money, requesting money from your account, making sure you change your dividends or want to buy a house and you need funds wired or anything like that, she takes care of all that stuff. Third person is Jody Delden, who's been with me for, I think Jody's been here 7 years. I'm guessing on that, 7 or 8 years. Jody is what we call our director of first impressions. Anything that you have to do as an interface with Friedman Financial first starts by going through Jody. She is the person that schedules appointments. She calls our clients to remind them of their review appointments. She also writes the newsletter, handles a lot of the marketing stuff for us. Anything that has a face of the firm on it, you can't put a face on radio, I guess. You don't want to see this face on radio. But she's the director of first impression. She wants to make sure that your experience when you come into our office is exceptional. And if now's the time for you to get serious about your financial planning needs and you'd like to schedule a free initial consultation, give our office a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. We can send you one of our information kits. Or if you'd like to learn more about the firm, go to our website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. And you can hit the tab that says learn about Friedman Financial. You can see our kit. You can see our fees. You can see who we serve, types of clients that we work with, all that kind of stuff. It's out there. I'm fully transparent. I want you to know what's going on. I'm not trying to hide anything from you. I want you to be successful, just like the other 450 households. Actually, I think the number is now 470 households that we serve, several generations of clients. If we can help you, I'd be delighted to be part of that journey with you. Hey, when I last left you, I told you I was going to talk about CarMax. And I've talked about CarMax in the past. In fact, I had one of the CarMax salespeople on years and years ago on the radio show. Well, as you well know, it's difficult to buy a car right now, especially if you want to buy a used car. There's a lot of the dealerships don't have many on the lot. In fact, many people are reaching out and saying, hey, we'll pay cash for your car because, you know, you drive by. And I mean, look, the guys over at Mitsubishi do a great job. The guys at Kelly and all these other places, they do a fabulous job selling cars. They just need to build their inventory right now. It's just not coming in the door for them. But many of us are finding ourselves saying, you know, I might like to get a new car, new or used. But when you're bringing in your car, you know that the salespeople are going to say, well, we'll give you this amount of money as a trade-in on your car. Well, I got to tell you, I've had probably 15 to 20 at least clients that I've sent to CarMax with the car that they intended to trade in to some other dealership. See, all you got to do is you got to make an appointment at CarMax. Let them scan your car. They'll look at it head to toe and they'll say, we'll give you a check right now for, I don't know, $8,000, whatever they think the car is worth. We'll hand you a check right now for $8,000, take your car off your hands, then you got 24 to 48 hours to think about it. Now, I'm not saying you have to necessarily sell it to CarMax, but they're going to give you a plain in English check and a bill of sale, a piece of paper here that says this is what they're willing to pay for your car. Wouldn't that be nice to know when you walk into every other car dealership in town where they say, we'll give you X amount as a trade-in for your car? Now, what happens now when you go to those regular dealerships, you start negotiating your price. You come up with the value of the car and they say, well, do you have a trade-in amount that you're looking for? Or do you have a car to trade in? We'll settle on a price first. Don't even discuss the trade-in. Settle on a price to purchase the car first. And then once the deal is close to being done, and you say, hey, I do have a car that I might want to trade in. See what they offer to you. If the offer is less than what CarMax is willing to give you in a check within 2 hours of your visit there, might as well just sell your car to CarMax. Bring your check over to the new dealership and buy your car. Now, here's the deal at CarMax, by the way. Unlike most other dealerships that run exceptionally good places, CarMax does not negotiate. If you want to buy a used car at CarMax and it says the price is $13,100, you can't say, well, I'll give you a $12,800 for it. They'll just laugh at you. The price is $13,100. If you don't want that price, that's it. It's that simple. It's your decision. What I learned, and now the number might have changed a little bit from a few years ago, what I learned was that every salesperson basically makes $200 on every car they sell. So that's their commission, $200. They don't get to negotiate it. They're going to get $200 on the sale. Now, where do they make their other money? And this is where you can get sucked in here. The warranties, of course. The road service and all of the other things that you might want to get as add-ons. That's where they're going to make their profit. But the actual transaction to buy that car, clean sight, you know, just with cash that you want to buy there, that price is that price. Please don't go and say, can I talk to your manager to see if we can knock $500 off that price? They're going to send you out the door. They're going to say, you don't get it. But now there's a firm called Carvana. You've heard of Carvana. And there's a few of these others that are popping up. Now, Carvana, you're basically shopping online. CarMax, you can shop online and look at the car. And they'll actually bring that car to the lot right here in Danvers. You look at the car and you go, it's not the one I want. They go, okay. It is really low pressure. Low pressure. So if you've been intimidated about buying cars in the past, CarMax might be an option for you. That's not to say that the other dealerships all along Route 114, along Route 1, everywhere else aren't great. I mean, they have their niches. They have their specialties. They're good at what they do. They offer service. They offer people that know about their cars. But if you think you've got it all figured out and you just want a simple transaction, CarMax and Carvana might be an option for you. And that, my friends, is what we call financial advice in a language you can understand. And I got to get out of here. I got to make room for Scott Whitley. Wicked Bites Radio is coming up right after me. I hope you have a wonderful day. Next week, I'm talking Topsfield Fair, B'nai B'rith Booth, hot dog eating contest. I might even have some vouchers for free food if you tune in next week. And thanks, of course, to our friends who called in today as well. We'll be taking calls next week, 800-370-1049. Thanks to my producer, Biff. Have a great day, everybody. Y'all see you next week. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial.